Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope your week is going well. Hope you, your family, your friends, everyone in your world is staying strong and healthy. Hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And yes, college football fully kicked off this past weekend. And hey, right off the bat, we saw some wild things taking place. The Florida Gators and Florida State Seminoles seem to be in a bit of a race for who is going to fire their head coach the quickest. Dabo Swinney and Clemson got absolutely smoked by the Georgia Bulldogs. Texas, Ohio State, Tennessee, Alabama, and Ole Miss looked really, really good, albeit against really, really bad teams. Texas A&M failed again on the big stage. And for some reason, LSU's Brian Kelly is like really, really mad about losing his opener to USC. Despite the fact that Brian Kelly never wins big games, what's he mad about? Isn't he used to it by now? He never wins any big games. You'd think he'd just be like, yeah, whatever, happened again. Maybe say it in a southern accent, but you know, we get the gist of it. And now we have a couple of big games this week. We have number 3 Texas going to number 10 Michigan. Going to get very interesting there. We have number 14 Tennessee going to number 24 North Carolina State. Also not a bad matchup there. But of course, do not forget the NFL kicks off this week. Tomorrow night, we get the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. And also, do not forget, Friday night, we get the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers playing in Brazil. Hey, let's be honest. Are you more excited to watch that Eagles-Packers game? Or are you more excited to take a look at what is in the stands at that Eagles-Packers game? Hey, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be keeping an eye on those grandstands. It is, right now, just an amazing time of year. Hey, today on the show, we are doing something different. We're going to be joined by a few friends of the Dose to finish up our preview of this NFL season. We're going to be looking at every single team, making our picks for who will be making the playoffs, who will not be making the playoffs, and who will be going to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. In fact, we have so much to get to today, we better jump in right now. Joining us once again this week on the Daily Dose, we had to bring back some friends to finish up the preview on the Daily Dose here for the 2024 NFL season. First up, we have got Big Rob, acting I-Team president, Philadelphia Eagles fan, former West Virginia Mountaineer. Big Rob, welcome back to the Dose. Always glad to have you, but you are on 3 weeks running here at the Dose. How are things?
Things are good. Things are good. I'm glad to be back.
Always a good time this time of year. Next up, we have Mike from Castle Rock. Mike's got the Denver Bronco background going. I like that a lot. Hey, you know, like we talked about last week, we are ready to be heard again. Mike, are you ready for this NFL season?
1 week closer. Can't wait. It's anticipation, like a little kid in Christmas. It's coming.
Of course, tomorrow night we get NFL games, and we have a big one. Next up, we have Larry coming to us. I don't, Larry. What mountains are those? You've got some mountains behind you. What do you got going there?
I'm lost. If I knew where I was, I could tell you. But I'm lost. So
shoot up a flare. Send a flare up. Well, I want to say welcome back. All three of you came in last week, and we discussed the NFL. We broke down the AFC and NFC East. We broke down the AFC and NFC North. And you know, it's too much. We've got a lot of things to cover here in the NFL. We took a look at a few of the changes coming for the league this year, that goofy kickoff, which is bizarre. And then we did dive into those divisions. Today, we are going to be finishing off the AFC and NFC South and the West divisions. And then we will be making our picks for Super Bowl 59. We will let you know who's getting into the playoffs, who is going to be sitting at home wishing they were. And as usual, this panel crushes it every single year. Last year, we all had Chiefs versus Niners. We all got Chiefs winning it again. Hey, we called it. Go back and listen. You don't believe me. We called it. All four of us called it. We do it every year. It's just what we do. But today we're going to jump back in and we're going to finish this off and we're going to let you know who's going to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We're back in the big sleazy again. We'll be back in New Orleans again this year for Super Bowl 59. Let's get started and let's jump into the AFC South, where last year just one team, the team we all expected, the Houston Texans, made the playoffs last year. But hey, this division is getting better. I know it's kind of been a dog for a few years. Hey, they got some young quarterbacks in this division. It could be a little bit improved. Got some young teams on the rise. We're going to start off with those Houston Texans. Hey, Houston went from perennial doormat to playoff team last year. They jumped from going 3-13-1 to 10-7 and in the postseason. New head coach DeMeco Ryans, he got this group to buy in. He has rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud. And the Texans, not only did they make it to the playoffs, they won a playoff game in convincing fashion. Now, they add wide receiver Stephon Diggs. They add running back Joe Mixon to beef up that offense even more. Larry, I'll throw this first one out to you. The Texans will now face a first-place schedule. How many weeks before Stephon Diggs throws C.J. Stroud directly under the bus?
Oh, it'll be I was going to joke and say it'll be quick, but I don't think it'll be quick. I think Houston is going to just keep the ball rolling. They made good moves in the offseason. They've done it right. Coach is in the right spot. Everybody's bought in. I think they win their division. You know, they got better. Now the expectations are higher, obviously. The schedule's harder. But I think they're like built to withstand that. So I feel good about Houston.
You got them as a division winner, or you got them as a wild card?
I have them as the division winner.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna put Houston in. I'm gonna put them as a wild card. I'm gonna have them not take a step back, but kind of stay the same. Schedule a little bit tougher. I think they'll be right there. But I'm gonna put them in as a wild card. Mike, how do you see the Houston Texans this year?
Yeah, I like what they unexpectedly started for this franchise last year, just kind of out of nowhere. But they're not coming out of left field this year, right? I mean, people are going to see them coming. It's a first place schedule, all that. It's going to be a much more challenging year. That being said, I do have them winning the division.
They're still going to be pretty tough. They've got a lot of talent. C.J. Stroud, he just might be that guy that is special. Rob, how do you see the Houston Texans going this year?
Same as Mike. I like them both sides of the ball. I like the moves they made in the offseason. So I have them as my division winner.
Okay. I'm going to go with them as my wild card, not my division winner. Let's go next to the Indianapolis Colts. They went 9-8 last year, which is actually better than you might have thought, but they did it primarily with quarterback Gardner Minshew, because quarterback Anthony Richardson was done in by a shoulder injury in less than a month. Well, now Minshew is gone. Richardson is expected to be the guy. I don't always trust him. I watched him a lot at Florida. He scares me sometimes. But the Colts still have running back Jonathan Taylor. Hey, he's a legitimate franchise running back when he's healthy. The defense is a little soft, especially against the run, but the Colts could be a playoff team if Richardson can kind of raise that level of play. Mike, owner Jim Irsay did bring in Joe Flacco to back up Richardson. Is this a savvy move by a guy with a vision, or was Irsay just on another bender?
Well, I think it was because Roger Staubach wasn't available. So,
same age.
No, this is an intriguing team to me. It's funny. To me, they were a quiet 9-8 last year.
Very.
When I was doing my season preview and review, I didn't realize they barely missed the playoffs. I just kind of written them off. If Richardson can stay healthy, he's dynamic, right? I mean, in the 2.5 games or whatever that he played, he was killing it. I mean, of course, a lot of it was with his legs, But he is a very talented quarterback. He you're right. He is inconsistent. Bottom third defense last year. But again, if he can stay healthy, Latu can wreak havoc. Right. So big history of serious injuries, though. So that's a big question. I think if he was a 3-year starter at UCLA, he was probably a top 3 or 4 pick. But yeah, I've got them similar to last year, just missing the playoffs. But I think it's going to be a fun team to watch.
I do too. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch. I had them kind of on the edge. Could they make it? Could they not? And I watched AR-15 a lot of times. I know I'm not supposed to call him that, but that's his name. He's so talented. You just don't always trust him staying healthy. Rob, how do you see the Indianapolis Colts doing this year?
Same as you guys. I like them. I think they'll improve, worry about the health. And I don't think they made a lot of moves in the offseason, really. So I have them right around that 9-8 mark again. So we do get improvement. They look better, but at the end of the day, not enough to make the playoffs.
If we saw Anthony Richardson on the field for even into like November, we'd bump. All right. Big step in the right direction. He just scares me. He doesn't always make the best decisions. Larry, how do you see these Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, same as you guys. A lot of eggs in that basket, right? Yep. So, and other than that, I don't know enough to convince me to put them in the playoffs. So I have them missing. Lack. It's kind of a prove it to me on the Colts, you know.
Well, and when you don't have a ton of depth, and they don't. Hey, those guys got to step up. Jonathan Taylor, you can't be hurt. Anthony Richardson, you can't be hurt. They don't have the people. They just don't. So I think they're going to be tough. Don't sleep on them. They could scrape into the playoffs, but I think they're going to be kind of hovering right around that, 500 mark. And I don't know if that's enough in this AFC. The Jacksonville Jaguars were a disappointment last year. No other way to say it. Talk about teams that did really well unexpectedly and then took a step back. Well, they did that last year after winning a playoff game. Not just getting there, they won it in 2022. They went just 9-8 and they just barely missed the playoffs last year. They lost 5 of their last 6 games to dump their way out of the playoffs. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence, honestly, he regressed a little bit. He turned the ball over too much. You can't do that. The defense took a step back. So head coach Doug Peterson went out. He grabbed a few wide receivers. He brought in a new, completely new defensive coaching staff. Rob, will the Jaguars return to that 2022 form? Or is Trevor Lawrence going to once again just look like a big, ugly girl?
I'm going to go with the second one. Yeah, I've got the Jags out. This was my first team out. For me, it came down between them and the Bills, and I put the Bills in. But yeah, I'm not convinced on Trevor Lawrence. Like you said, new defensive coordinator. I don't know. That O-line was bad. I don't know if that's better. Secondary, I got some questions. So yeah, I'm just not convinced on them. So I've got them missing the playoffs.
Fair enough. I'm going to put Jacksonville as my division winner. I'm going to put them just a shade ahead of Houston. I'm going to put faith in Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson is the man. He's going to get him in. Larry, how do you see these Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't have them winning the division. I've got Houston, but I do have them as my wild card. So I think they bounce back. So yeah, got them in as a wild card.
All right. Well, I mean, they took a step back. Maybe they figured a few things out. Maybe they can improve a little bit at least. Mike, how do you like these Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, I see them kind of treading water. I don't see them making much improvement over last year. A couple of these teams in the AFC, I think if they're in the NFC, that they could probably sneak in as a wild card. I think the AFC is just a little bit too deep. I don't have them making it.
All right. Well, we're kind of all in that same area. I just think they maybe and playing in this division, interesting division, improving division, but still a young, not quite their division. So this division is at least wide open. We're going to finish off this AFC South with the worst team in the division, and that is the Tennessee Titans. They went just 6-11 last year. Titans might not be much better this year, but they'll be different. They fired head coach Mike Vrabel. They brought in Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan, also gone. We talked about it a little bit last week. monster running back Derrick Henry. But back is quarterback Will Levis. Hey, he's got a big arm. I don't know if he has anything else, but he's got a big arm. But I will say this, he does have some wide receivers. Do you realize the Titans now have Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, and Tyler Boyd? Hey, Levis has some guys to throw to. Larry, as talented as those wide receivers are, will any of them be able to catch those inaccurate ducks that Levis throws?
That's the question. It's all about Levis for sure. Yeah, when he assigned me Tennessee, I had to take a step back and remind myself they're still in the league. I mean, they're just so, what's going on there? They've revamped an O-line, right? And mm-hmm. I get nervous when I hear revamped an O-line and Lloyd Cushenberry in the same sentence.
Fair.
Losing Derrick Henry, huge, massive hit. I think they're going to be bottom of the stack for sure.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a little bit tough for this team. Mike, how do you see Tennessee this year? Are they going to be any better?
No. The receivers you mentioned, can they stay healthy?
Do they want to play?
Right. I mean, I don't like the situation there. I think they're last in a division and definitely picking top 5 to 8.
Yeah, they might have a rough year. Rob, you have a little bit of a tie to this team. You're a Houston Oilers fan back in the day, and they uprooted and left. How do you look at these Tennessee Titans?
Same as you guys. Like you mentioned, first-time play callers, both sides of the ball. Not convinced on Levis. So, yeah, I think it's a down year for sure, or another down year, I should say.
Brief side note. Not to delve too far off the beaten path here, but has anyone watched that Steve McNair documentary about his murder and that whole thing?
Not yet.
That's it.
I'll save you the trouble.
He dies.
So at the end, he dies.
Damn it.
So I know. So it what's crazy is they show how the case kind of went, and then at the very end they say, but it kind of doesn't make any sense because a lot of other things happen at the end. Well, why'd you bring it up then?
They're plugging part two.
They didn't have the to be continued.
Here's the worst part. There's no part two. That was the end. I was like, where's part two? When does it cut? Oh, it doesn't. Oh, they didn't make it. I'll save you the pain. Don't watch it. It's stupid.
All right.
Something went on there. I still don't know what. I'm still not sold either way on either who was kind of convicted of doing it, post-mortem or whatever. There's still some really shady stuff going on there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll save you the trouble. Don't have the headache. We move next to the NFC South that had just two teams finish over 500. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did make it to the playoffs. They actually won a game in the playoffs, which is bizarre. Well, the Bucs should be back. And there's also a couple of other teams that are going to be looking to dethrone them this year. So let's start with a team that made a ton of offseason moves, and they kind of keep making them. And that is the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons went 7-10 last year. So they fired head coach Arthur Smith. They brought in Raheem Morris. Quarterback Desmond Ridder was a mess. So they paid a ton and got Kirk Cousins. And then drafted Michael Penix at number 8. They also spent money. They grabbed Matthew Judon. They grabbed Justin Simmons. Hey, the Falcons look like they are kind of in it. We want to win, and we want to win right now mode. Now you might be thinking, why spend the money on Judon, on Simmons, when you could have drafted help instead of drafting Penix? Don't worry about that. It'll make you feel like that documentary. Your head will just spin. The Falcons have some weapons, though. You've got tight end Kyle Pitts. You've got running back Bijan Robinson. Mike, can the Falcons petition the league to never play in prime time?
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen because they weren't so bad last year, but it's... Yeah, it'll be interesting, right? But like you mentioned, the talent is there. It's mm-hmm. just hasn't been uncorked. Is this the year with a new offensive coordinator, new head coach, new quarterback? Do we see the Bijan Robinson that we were supposed to be seeing the last couple of years?
We should have.
The Drake London that we all know has the potential. And Kyle Pitts, would they pick him fourth or something like that?
I think it was fourth.
Goodness. But
and didn't use him a bit.
Yeah, it made no sense where they picked him and how they used him, right? So supposed to be the best tight end to ever come out of college and all this other stuff. So I'm kind of curious to see them.
I am too.
With competent quarterback play, right? I actually have them, and again, it's not a big leap because I think Tampa won the division at 9-8 or something like that.
Right.
It's not going to take much to overtake Tampa. They've won a division the last couple of years by default.
Yes.
I've got Atlanta winning the division. A big improvement this year.
I do too. I have them moving up a little bit. You know, Kirk Cousins hasn't been great in prime time. I don't know how much I trust him, but when you protect him, he's a bona fide NFL starting quarterback. I think that alone with the talent that is assembled down there is enough to win the division for them. I've got him in the same spot as Mike. Rob, how do you see the Atlanta Falcons going this year?
I see it the same as you guys. I like the talent there. I think Cousins does enough to open that up. So this is my division winner as well.
Wow, we've got three division winners for Atlanta right now. Feeling strong. Larry, how do you see the Atlanta Falcons going?
Make it four.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously nervous. In the right division, I think. And they'll be super interesting to watch with all these weird kind of things that they've, you know, moves they made or not made or whatever. But I got to win in the division.
Well, and they easily could because this division isn't very strong. You're going to have at least two really easy games on your schedule for sure. That's going to help quite a bit. Yeah, I don't know. They're not going to play a tough schedule. They've got one of the easiest schedules. I know that's kind of relative because they base it on last year, but yeah, I think the Falcons kind of have an easy path if they can do anything with it whatsoever. Let's move next to the Carolina Panthers, where Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper has taken on the challenge of being the worst owner in all of organized sports. He keeps meddling. He just keeps getting involved. He has no idea what he's doing. He's just a big bumbling idiot. Now he has brought in yet another coach, former Buccaneers offensive coordinator Dave Canales, to fix pint-sized quarterback Bryce Young. The problem is that the Panthers don't have much help for Bryce. When I say this, you're going to say, Clint, you made that up. There's no way that's accurate, but I'm going to say it, and I checked it. I double-checked it. Bryce Young was sacked 62 times last year. Rob, will the Panthers face murder charges when they kill Bryce Young?
I think so. And they should. I think we get a very, very slight improvement here just because of the coaching hire, another year in the system for Bryce Young. So I think we see a very small improvement, but they're still pretty bad. Coach still gets fired and he shouldn't. So yeah, definitely missing the playoffs.
You know, it starts at the top and until Tepper fires himself, nothing gets better. 62 times. That is mind-boggling. Larry, how are the Panthers going to do this year? I know you want to watch them a lot on primetime.
They're not going to do very well at all.
Going to be rough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to be pretty rough for them. But and I don't know why they think they would do any better, right? I mean, if you don't do anything to improve the team, then kind of writing's on the wall. Yeah, they're...
I feel bad for Bryce Young because I know the word is out there, and obviously he's a little guy. He looks like an elementary school kid with his backpack on going to practice, but he had no help whatsoever. Mike, is there any hope for the Carolina Panthers?
Well, let's put it this way. A lot of, and I disagree with this, but a lot of the NFL pundits have Denver with a horrible record this year.
Yeah.
Picking top three, right?
Right.
Denver's favored in one game this year. Guess which one that is.
Yeah.
Nah, Carolina's terrible. They're in for another top pick. So if they actually keep it this time,
trade Tepper. I'm telling you, it's the only way. You guys are. We've seen where this goes. We know how Daniel Snyder. We know how this goes. Panthers. Somebody needs to rub that dude out. Is all I'm saying. All right, we head to the Bayou. We're going to look at the New Orleans Saints, who were the epitome of inconsistency last year. You know, Derek Carr, he's like a modern day Dave Craig. You don't know. He might be good Carr. He might be bad Carr. You don't know. But the Saints did pick up some help this year. They went and they got pass rusher Chase Young. When he's healthy, he's a monster. They tried to fortify that offensive line a little bit because they couldn't run the ball effectively at all to take the pressure off of Derek Carr. Larry, the Saints are trying to keep up with the Falcons. But do they have a chance now that Jameis Winston is gone?
They did, again, starts in the division. You always have a chance in this division, yeah, right?
You're right.
Which is so interesting about New Orleans because nobody, I don't think anybody outside of New Orleans has any confidence that Carr is the right guy. I don't think they did enough in the offseason to really improve the team. I think Dennis Allen should be looking over his shoulder.
You're right.
You know, because that's when coaches get fired, is when it's there for the taking and they're not going to take it. I don't have them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't like the direction this is going. And you can't ever trust Derek Carr. I know when he was with the Raiders, he had that 1 year, kind of looked like a good quarterback. And other than that, he's modern day Dave Craig. Mike, how do you see the New Orleans Saints going this year?
Yeah, I think I don't think they did enough in the offseason. I don't have them in the playoffs or really even that close. I think Dennis Allen is on the hot seat and it may end bad for him.
Yeah, and it may end early. Rob, you got anything different for us on New Orleans, or are they going to have a little bit of a tough year this year?
No, I see it the same. It's an easy schedule. The defense is still going to be good, but at the end of the day, I don't think they have enough on offense with Carr to really contend. So yeah, I've got them missing the playoffs as well.
Yeah, you know, there's so many times you go out and you draft the guy that you think is the guy. And you go out and you trade for the guy that you think is the guy. We know that here in Denver more than anyone else. But if you go out and you sign a guy that wears mascara, you're taking your chances. We finish up the NFC South with the division winner from a year ago. And that is, bizarrely, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs moved on from Tom Brady. And you know what? Baker Mayfield, he kind of proved to be a pretty solid quarterback without all the expectations of being the number one pick. Baker led the Buccaneers to a playoff win. They didn't just get that. They won. They beat the Eagles. And, you know, they almost beat the Lions, too. People kind of forget about that. Now, most everyone is back this year, and the Buccaneers are looking for a little bit more. Mike, in Tom Brady's last season with Tampa, he went 8-9. And in the playoffs, he lost to the Cowboys. Baker Mayfield led the Buccaneers to a 9-8 record and a playoff win. Is Baker Mayfield better than Tom Brady could ever dream of being?
Who?
Exactly.
Never exactly. Heard of her. Right. Honestly, this team really does fall on the shoulders of Baker Mayfield. So
yeah, it does.
What was it, his second year in Cleveland where he played lights out in Cleveland? Or was it his rookie year? Anyway, one of his early years, and Cleveland was like, hallelujah, here we go. We finally got our guy. Quarterback.
Yep.
Here we go. That was when he had no expectations on him. The very next year, when they asked him to duplicate it, didn't happen.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
That may very well happen again, right? He's got a Hall of Fame wide receiver, good running back, pretty good defense. The big question mark is Baker Mayfield, and I just don't know if I trust him enough. I haven't just missed in the playoffs.
I'm going to have them, because of that division, I'm going to have them just on the other side, just barely getting into the playoffs, but I'm right there with you. I don't know what to expect, because anytime there's expectations, Baker hasn't lived up to them, and that scares me a little bit. Rob, how do you feel about Tampa Bay this year?
Yeah, I'm giving them a downgrade across the board. I mean, even though everybody's back, they had a good season last year, obviously, but just a slight downgrade, and because of that, I've got them missing the playoffs.
Okay, Tampa Bay is out. Larry, finish this up. How do you see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going this year?
Yeah, I don't have them in the playoffs. I think over his career, Baker Mayfield has been inconsistent.
Yeah.
I don't know why we would think that, you know, he hasn't strung multiple years together enough for teams to want to keep him around, right? So I don't know that this would be any different. I don't have him playing at the level he needs to play at, so I don't have them in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, we have to see if Baker can live up to that. Maybe if nothing else, he'll have a few more hundred commercials, whatever. Our last AFC division is, of course, the AFC West, which proved to be, honestly, pretty big disappointment last year. Aside from, of course, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, everyone else, honestly, underachieved. Can the West turn it around this year? And maybe more importantly, can anyone in this division knock off the Kansas City Chiefs? We start with our hometown team, and that is our Denver Broncos, who are trying to recover from the financial mess that was Russell Wilson. The Broncos decided they would be better off eating that dead cap and cutting Wilson because head coach Sean Payton, I think he's ready to murder him. So the Broncos have no money. They went out and they drafted Oregon quarterback Bo Nix to take over. And Nix has looked good in the preseason, if that means anything. But this team has not made the playoffs since Peyton Manning retired. And honestly, they haven't really been that close. Larry, have the Broncos found their franchise quarterback in the draft? Because Jay Cutler, Tim Tebow, Tommy Maddox, Brian Greasy, Brock Osweiler, Paxton Lynch, and Drew Lock say they haven't. But I can go back to Craig Penrose if we need to.
You're right. So to answer the question, yes, they found their quarterback. Is he the quarterback for the next 10, 12 years? That's the question. But yeah, absolutely. They found their quarterback. He's going to be the guy for the foreseeable future. You know, this is hard, right? Because it's near and dear to where we are. And so it's a little more exciting, but you got to always, you know, kind of temper that a little bit. It feels to me, when I was thinking about it, it feels to me a lot like the Commanders. It really does feel like the roster has been turned over to a degree and that we're completely starting fresh. In a lot of cases, the Broncos are, right? So that feels like there's hope there. They're not good enough yet. I still, you know, I did the confidence level on the talent on the defensive side of the ball. I still struggle with. I'm not sure about that. Although we'll get better quarterback play, I think.
Well, it can't be much worse.
It can't be much worse. I think Sean Payton and his scheme is well suited to win ball games. I think the running back room is good. So I don't have them making the playoffs, wild card or not. And no, they will not be able to overtake the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I think they've turned a little bit of a corner. I think they're actually a team that could be on the rise. I don't think they have enough pieces yet. I think they've got to assemble a lot of pieces, and you're trying to overcome like a $60 million deficit, which is really, really difficult to do. I don't know that you can do enough to do that, especially in just 1 year. I think it's going to take a few years, but I think they might be turning in a better direction. Rob, again, we always go to you on this podcast in this situation because he's the only objective one here. But Rob, how do you see the Denver Broncos?
I see a slight improvement. Schedule is kind of tough. And like you guys said, I think they're still missing some pieces. So from a fan standpoint, I think you guys have more to cheer about. You'll be locked in a little bit more. But I do have them missing the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got them in that same boat. Mike, you and I have been watching this team for forever and ever and ever. And there are aspects of this team that are really encouraging. I just feel like they've got a ways to go before they can really truly be a playoff contender. How do you see the Denver Broncos this year?
Well, Super Bowl, baby, of course. I mean, we won the preseason, right? So
yes, yeah.
No, I think not having much of a draft the last several years, being cash strapped like we have been, is going to weigh quite a bit on this team this year and possibly even next year. I think the record will be similar to last year. Although last year they went on that wild streak that
it did
a historic defensive streak that made
so
no
bizarre sense.
Made no sense. So
beating
I don't think
Kansas City and Buffalo and they had no Green Bay.
I mean that streak made no sense. It was fun, but that's something you can't duplicate, right? So I think the quarterback play will be monumentally better, but I think the defense takes a small step back. And no, this isn't a playoff team next year, but or this year, but I think we finished this season with more hope towards the next season than we have in 150 years. How long has it been since Peyton Manning?
Yeah, it's been a while. So, yeah. And Mike, you and I were talking about this in the preseason a little bit. Forget the record. Forget the playoffs. Watching the preseason under Sean Payton this year with Bo Nix, compare that to the Nathaniel Hackett, the Vic Fangio, the Vance Joseph. You had a word for the Broncos offense under those three coaches.
Yes.
And that word was?
Constipated.
Yeah, it just seemed like nothing was moving. We weren't getting any movement whatsoever. It is so different. Hey, in the NFL, currently, there is a coach that has led the league in offense as a coach, I think 6 or 7 years. And there's another one that's done it in 5 years. The one that has it in 5 years is Andy Reid. The one that has done it in, I think it's either 6 or 7 years, is Sean Payton. He's really good at offense. Are they going to be a Super Bowl contender? Playoff? No, but you can see the changes. Bo Nix drops back. He has options. He has things to do. My goodness, it's been so painful. Nathaniel Hackett, I know Peyton took some grief when he kind of called him out for being an idiot and doing a poor job. He's an idiot, and he did a really poor job. The crowd had to count the play clock for it. Let's stop. We're going to move on because I'm going to get fired up again. All right. Moving past that, and I think we're all in agreement. Denver Broncos maybe on the upswing a little bit, maybe improving a little bit, but they've got a little ways to go to be a you know, playoff contender, that kind of thing. Next team, Rob, the Kansas City Chiefs just keep on rolling. They are like the modern day today Patriots. They'll take a loss here or there, and you start to think, hey, maybe we found that dent. Maybe we found that hole in that team. But then come crunch time, they come up with the plays they need to, and if they don't, then the officials do. The Chiefs won their third Super Bowl in 5 years, and they just seem to reload every single year. This offseason, they go out and add Hollywood Brown. They draft Xavier Worthy away from Buffalo, I might add, but whatever. They just have more speed. Isaiah Pacheco is such a tough runner. Yeah, he runs like a toddler that wants to show you how fast his new shoes make him, but he runs really, really hard. The defense, I don't know if it's great, but it's opportunistic. But the Chiefs now face history. No team in NFL history has ever won three straight Super Bowls. Rob, can NFL officials make this history if the Chiefs come up short?
They're going to try. They're certainly going to try.
They will try.
Yeah, like you said, like the Chiefs again, this is my division winner. No real holes. And if anything, I know last season, Mahomes' numbers were down. But then you add it, like you said, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy. So now you have that, you know, that speedster that can open it up. So kind of back to the Tyreek days. So, yeah, I expect, I'm going to say like a rebound season, even though, you know, as good as Mahomes is. But I see his numbers going up. I see them rolling again. And, yeah, it's my division winner.
Yeah, they're going to be really, really tough to beat. And it's set. Hey, the table is set for you to go win three in a row. I don't know if anybody can do it, but, man, it sure shapes up well. Mike, what's going to hold back the Chiefs this year?
It pains me to say it, but they're going to win this division going away. There's nobody close. It's, we just got to hope that, you know, Baltimore or Cincy or somebody out like that knocks them off in the playoffs, because, you know, last year was our shot, right? They had to go on the road to play Baltimore.
And it didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
No. And like, you know, we talked about a little bit last year, that was a one touchdown difference. That didn't feel like a one touchdown game. No, it felt like a two or three touchdown game. It never felt close. Right at the very end, it kind of tightened up, but that, they were in control the entire game. Larry, Kansas City Chiefs, is there any stopping them, at least in the division? We'll get to the overall league thing, you know, a little bit later, but is there anything that's going to stop them aside from maybe drag racing?
No, especially not in the division, you know. Can they be stopped? I mean, it's hard to put any money against it, right? They look unbeatable. But As soon as people say that kind of stuff, you know that there is no unbeatable, and the NFL does everything to try to, you know, create parity. And so we'll see. But no, I haven't won in the division. I am going super deep in the playoffs. Nothing on paper looks like they can't do it.
Agreed. We've got four in on the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, the Las Vegas Raiders had a really odd season last year. They started the year 5-8. They fire head coach Josh McDaniels. They bench quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. And then Antonio Pierce took over at head coach. And the Raiders won three of their last four games with backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell. So in the offseason, the Raiders decided to keep Pierce. They signed Gardner Minshew to be the backup. Well, he's now been named the starter, despite the fact he hasn't even played well. As usual, the Raiders have talent, as usual. They'll probably squander it, as usual. They're doing weird things. Larry, is it possible that an owner that cuts his hair with a cereal bowl and an axe could unite with a quarterback that looks like a 70s porn star, and they somehow make beautiful music together?
I'd love to hear that music, man. They have done exactly that. I see somebody playing a jug, you know, a jug and a washboard. I don't know what they're doing. Like,
weird.
I really don't. They lost probably the biggest guy on offense in Jacobs. I don't know. I don't know how you let a guy like that, you know, go. You do what you can to keep him. I think when you don't, Minshew, I don't think is the guy. They were drafting pretty high. I mean, I think they could have made a move to get a top-notch quarterback. Somebody, they could have put a package together to trade for another spot. I don't know why they didn't. I think they have some talent, but I don't know what's going on there, honestly. I really don't.
It's kind of par for the course of that goofy franchise, though. Every year you look at them, you're like, they have, on paper, a lot of talent, and they probably won't do anything whatsoever with it. It's just bizarre. Mike, do you have any different scenarios with the Raiders? What in the world are they doing?
No, and I am intrigued as I'll get out to watch.
I am too.
Davante Adams, if he'd shut up and quit whining, is a very talented wide receiver. So here's the thing. Was it Antonio Pierce that got them better last year? Was it just the lack of Josh? Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, addition by subtraction. You got rid of McDaniels.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. I mean, everybody could breathe. Everybody could, you know, do what they're supposed to do. So I lean towards it being that. We'll find out this year. He may be on a short leash. Then that'll be, what, five coaches in 6 years for him or something like that. But no, I think, I don't know, dysfunction kind of comes to mind when I think of this team.
And by the way, Adams is probably going to be demanding a trade out of there.
Could be. You're right.
Quick, right?
He kind of wanted a trade out of there last year.
Yep.
You heard the mics on the sideline catching him saying, what am I doing here? Like, it might get worse this year. Rob, are the Raiders going to do anything this year?
No, I see it like you guys. Little bit of talent, or actually a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, I think QB is a problem. And like you said, Davante gets unhappy. And even though the players seem to like Pierce, you know, once it starts to go bad, Davante wants out, it could, you know, this could fall out. This could fall apart. So, yeah, I got to miss in the playoffs.
Well, and it's so weird. You know, Mike brought up Brock Bowers and a guy that might be, you know, that guy at tight end. But now he goes to the Raiders, and who knows? We've had a lot of really good Raiders tight ends, and for some reason, they all retire really early. I don't know what that's about, but they never really win anything. But we've been seeing that for years here in Denver with the Raiders. They have talent. It's not a lack of talent. It's just, I don't know. You have an owner that cuts his hair with an axe. Bad things happen. The Los Angeles Chargers, speaking of teams that make no sense, this team makes no sense. They have been loaded with talent for years. They never do anything with it. Last year, they bottomed out. They went just 5-12. look at that roster, 5-12. So they fired that idiot Brandon Staley, who kept going for it on fourth down at like his own 1 yard line. They bring in Jim Harbaugh to fix this mess. Now, gone are wide receivers Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. Well, Harbaugh doesn't care. He wants to play smash mouth. He wants to run the ball. He will demand this team work hard and be tough because that's just how he goes about his business. Mike, how long before Harbaugh gets caught filming opposing teams' practices?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know about that, but I say give him 2 years, and I think he's got this thing turned around. You can tell by the draft he's going to build from the inside out. They draft Joe Alt. He's going to be the anchor of that offensive line for a decade. Ladd McConkey, I like him, but he literally might be the only option for Herbert to throw it to. The Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins are your running backs. The offensive talent that left this team is wild. So
staggering.
I think he's kind of in a rip it down to the studs mode, and we're going to build from the inside out. And the both of the Charger fans are going to have to be patient with him. And just on lack of stupidity alone, they may win a couple more games than last year, but they won't sniff the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And they were a team that I was looking at. You know, Kitty turned around, but man, they've lost a lot of people. He's a good coach. He's won wherever he's gone. We won't talk about his cheating at Michigan that he was suspended during their championship run. We won't even bring that up because why would we even say anything about that? But he's won everywhere he's been, and he's probably going to, like Mike said, turn it around and get this thing rolling. But it's going to take some time because he's got a lot of work to do. Larry, how do you see the Chargers going this year?
Yeah, same. I agree with you guys. In the couple years past, they've had enough offensive talent, right? That they were, thought they were on the edge of being a pretty good team, like a really good team. Maybe not a Super Bowl winner, but really good. They've lost that. So, and it's a bit of a building project for the new head coach. So I'm with you. I don't have him in the playoffs.
Rob, do you look at the Chargers and can Justin Herbert carry this team? Is this that kind of a situation, or is it just going to take some time to get this team going?
It's going to take some time. It's an easy schedule, and just because of Harbaugh, I think you see some early improvement. But he is a run-first coach. Like Mike mentioned, you got Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, so the odds of either of them are healthy at the end of the season is not great.
Fair.
So I think I see some you see some early improvement from them, but then they just kind of bottom out. But I think this is a team, you know, on the upswing, you know, with time under Harbaugh, they'll be better next couple years, but missing the playoffs this year.
Real quick, think of this division in 2 or 3 years.
Could be interesting.
With Harbaugh, with Peyton, and with Reed, you're going to have three top 10 quarterbacks, three top 10 coaches. I mean, then the Raiders. But I think this division in 2 or 3 years, wow, look out for three of the four teams.
It'd be very, very good. It could be a division that is on the rise. We've talked about teams on the rise, but it could be a division on the rise. And you never know. The Raiders could go get Ryan Day when he gets fired this year. We finish off the NFC West, which, of course, gave us the conference champion in the San Francisco 49ers. And it also gave us the Los Angeles Rams, who are a lot tougher than I think anyone expected. The Rams are no joke. Can those two teams be playoff teams again? And will those other two teams in this division step up at all? Because there's one team in this division I'm really, really confused about. I'm hoping you guys can step me up. But let's begin with the Arizona Cardinals. They went 4-13 last year, but when Kyler Murray returned from injury, the Cardinals were kind of a pain. He's fun to watch. I don't know, you know, if he can actually really win big games, but man, he's fun to watch. The Cardinals drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., who honestly might have been the best player in the entire draft. But this defense, they've got to get better. They were at the bottom of almost every defensive stat out there. Rob, the Cardinals made some offseason moves. They tried to upgrade that defense a little bit, and they should be at least a little bit better. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is 6'4". Can Kyler Murray get the ball all the way up there to him?
Well, since he's a good receiver, he's just got to throw it in that direction.
He's got to go get it.
But yeah, I think they'll be good. I'll say better. I think the defense is still going to be bad, but Kyler Murray is my comeback player of the year. I think this offense is going to be good. So fun team to watch. Lots of shootouts. But in the end, the defense is going to cost them. So not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I would be right there with you. I think they're going to be entertaining. They're in that Western time slot. So a lot of times here in Denver, we get to see them. I'll watch them. I don't know if they're going to win that many games. Larry, how do you see the Arizona Cardinals? I know you cheer for this team a lot.
Oh, yeah. I always keep my eye on them, right? Yeah. Same as you guys. I don't see them in the playoffs. And Kyler Murray is kind of on a prove it to me also, you know, guy's making a lot of money, but I don't know if he can carry the Cardinals. So, and I don't know that they have enough, other than that.
He runs around like a toddler that just stole your cell phone. Mike, how do you see the Arizona Cardinals doing this year?
Fun to watch, but missing the playoffs. A healthy Kyler Murray is entertaining.
Yeah.
You give him the best wide receiver prospect to come out in a long time. Good running back.
Yeah.
Pretty good tight end.
He's healthy. He's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Not making the playoffs, but I think fun to watch.
I do too. I think they're going to be entertaining. I know. Typically, when I see Arizona's on the TV, I kind of go, no, I might actually tune in and watch a few games because I think they're going to be really, really exciting to watch. The Los Angeles Rams were actually a pleasant surprise last year. They went 10-7. And when they got in the postseason, they were right there. They lost a close game to the Detroit Lions. And remember, the Lions just about went to the Super Bowl. Well, the Rams bring back that potent offense. They have Matt Stafford at the controls. Head coach Sean McVay, he is so good at like every single play, he gets his receivers open. Why are his receivers always open? It's not an accident. When healthy, which is never, Cooper Kupp is always open. Puka Nacua, always open. I don't know. They also drafted Michigan running back Blake Corum. That should give what was a soft running game a little bit of a lift. The Rams should be as good or better than last year, except for one small thing. They lost Aaron Donald. The future Hall of Famer hangs it up. And I know they're saying, hey, we'll just replace him. We'll just bring in guys. We'll do it by committee. We'll fill that void, whatever. You can't overcome that loss. It's Aaron Donald. You don't just overcome that. Mike, how much duct tape, bubble gum, bailing wire will the Rams trainers have to have on hand just to keep Matthew Stafford in the lineup?
Well, that's a question, right? Big question on these guys is health. Keeping Matt Stafford healthy and Cooper Kupp.
For sure.
Because two years ago, he went off. He was ridiculous, right?
Yes.
Number one receiver in the NFL, setting records. Last year, rookie, all brand new. All the rookie records for Puka Nacua. If they're both healthy at the same time, oh, my God, the defensive coordinator's head is going to spin. And I actually think the running game, once he came back with Kyren Williams, wasn't bad. He was actually a pretty good running back. And then you've got a good backup in Blake Corum. Sure. But no, you don't replace. You can't put three guys out there in place of one Aaron Donald, right? He
just different.
At minimum required a double team and sometimes a triple team. So that is a huge loss on that defensive line there. So I actually like this team. I last year I expected them to fall off. I think we kind of talked about them paying for the sins of the Super Bowl,
right?
And all the draft picks and all the collateral they gave up to go play in the Super Bowl. They didn't fall off like we thought they did. The coach is outstanding. I've got them as a wild card this year.
Okay. Yeah, I've got the Rams getting into the playoffs as well, and I've got them winning the division. Rob, how do you see the Los Angeles Rams going this year? And why is Cooper Kupp the white Michael Thomas?
Good question. I like the Rams. Same things you guys said. Offense is great again. And even though Donald is gone, at least you have talent on the defense. Like I said, it's going to take a while. You can't replace them. But there is talent on the defensive side of the ball. So I have them making the playoffs. This is a wild card team for me.
Okay. Larry, you have anything different? How do you see the Los Angeles Rams going this year?
I'm with the other two. I got him as a wild card.
All right. I like it. We're going to have everybody in. I'm going to make the Rams my division winner. I'm probably going to regret that. Now, I realize that Rob is just a shade younger than the other three of us. But if you told the other three, maybe even Rob, Rob might fit in this conversation as well. If you had told us that the San Francisco 49ers would have the reputation of being unable to win the big one, we would have said, come on, there's no way. That's what they do. But here we are. It has now been nearly 30 years since the Niners won a title. And once again, last year, they lost the big game. They came up short in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Hey, this team is stacked with talent. Here is my concern. Super Bowl losers, historically, do not fare well the following season. Well, the Niners have now lost two Super Bowls in 5 years. What point, and we know here in Denver, we had this back in the late 80s, where you had been a Super Bowl, and you just had a collapse. At what point do they have that collapse kind of season? Larry, how will Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan disappoint everyone again this year?
I don't know if he'll find a way. I'm not
he'll
sure.
He'll try.
He'll try. So will, you know, 31 other teams, right?
But you're right.
I mean, it's hard, right? It's hard to go out and do year after year what they're doing, but they're doing it. They didn't make any massive offseason moves, but they didn't have to. Like you said, they're just stacked, and they got people who want to leave because, you know, maybe the ball isn't – they're not getting the ball enough. They just don't panic, you know? So I've got them winning the division. They could – they, you know – guys threatening, you know, trades, things like that. They don't panic. They didn't panic when their first round draft pick turned out to be a bust. They move on. They figure it out. They move on, and that's kind of the mentality. I think they'll do the same thing. I think, you know, every year's a new year. Go up again, regardless of what happened last year. And I think they'll be in the same spot they were last year.
All right, they're going to be right in the thick of things if that is the case. Mike, how do you see the Niners going this year?
Yeah, similar, Larry. I think it kind of status quo, right? Nothing, no big moves up, no big moves down. I think they win the division, but in a pretty close race with the Rams. There's just too much talent. Christian McCaffrey is all world if he stays healthy again. You know, that's obviously a big key. You know, quarterback play, can he continue his almost miraculous rise from nothing? I have a hard time picking against them in this division, so I got to win it.
Yeah, no, it's tough. They're loaded. They're just stacked with talent. The one thing that could derail them, of course, would be injury. Rob, why will it be Christian McCaffrey that derails this whole thing?
No, he's going to stay healthy. Yeah, schedule is tougher, but like you guys said, just there's enough talent there that has them rolling. So this is my division winner. Like I said, I think the Rams are right on their tail all year. But yeah, 49ers win the division.
All right, we've got three division winners. I've got the Niners in as a wild card. I think they got to take a step back at some point. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the Rams just might sneak past them a little bit. We finish off our individual team breakdowns with the final team in the NFC West. And I'll be very honest. I talked about this a little bit earlier. It is one that I am struggling to figure out what they are going to do this year, and that is the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks traded away Russell Wilson 2 years ago. They responded with a 9-8 season and went to the playoffs. Hey, we don't need Russ. We're better without him. And just wait until we make all those draft picks that we stole from Denver. They haven't really done much with those draft picks. Last year, they went 9-8 again, but they didn't even make the playoffs. And then they dumped head coach Pete Carroll. Baltimore defensive coordinator Mike McDonald takes over, and quarterback Geno Smith has some really talented wide receivers to throw to. Rob, I can see the Seahawks getting beat up a little bit in this division. I can see them kind of getting it going and maybe even sneaking into the playoffs. But will the Seahawks offense struggle initially without Pete Carroll chewing his gum and yelling in their ear all the time.
Definitely. I think the defense is going to be a lot better. You probably have a top 10 defense here, so you're not going to need as much from Geno, but still, I don't think you get enough from Geno consistently, I'll say. So I think they'll be competitive all year, but I've got them missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I do too. I have them kind of in that 9-8, 8-9 kind of area, but I have them just coming up just a tad bit short. Mike, how do you see the Seahawks going this year?
I think I'm in agreement with you guys. I think they may take a small step back, actually.
Yeah.
Missing the playoffs. It's a tough division. They may actually, be hanging down with Arizona record wise. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a good year for them.
All right. Larry, you've got the last vote on this whole thing. How's Seattle going to do this year?
Yeah, same. I mean, it can't be kind of oversaid. Like when you're in one of these divisions, it's pretty tough. You got to be really, really good. And they're not really, really good, right? So defense rebounds, but too tough a division. They don't make the playoffs.
So we finish off our individual team breakdowns. We have gone through every single team in the NFL. We have said how they're going to do. We have said how are they going to make the playoffs? Are they going to miss out on the playoffs? So I'm going to let these guys kind of, look over their list a little bit, kind of get their numbers in order as far as their seeds in the playoffs. We're going to get to that in just 1 second. But first, we are going to ask them, forget Super Bowl, forget playoffs. We're going to go the other way. Who is going to be the worst team in the NFL this year? Who is going to be getting that top pick in the NFL draft? I will start at least on my top left here. Larry, who's going to be the worst team in the NFL this year?
Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think Carolina's going to be right in that thick of the worst team in the NFL. Rob, how about you? You got a different team, or you're going to go with the Panthers this year? Worst team.
I like the Panthers, but I'll give you a different one. Give me the Patriot.
Ah, see, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming, and I like that pick because that is a team. I know they're just used to winning, and Belichick just shows up, and the defense is great. He's gone. It's going to be different. You don't want to be the guy after the guy. Gerard Mayo, you don't want to be that guy. I'm sorry. I can see the Panthers. I can see the Patriots. Mike, you've got the last vote here. Worst team in the NFL. Who's getting it?
Another vote for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Patriots defense is too good. Keep them in a few games. Panthers are just garbage.
They are bad. You know, the Vikings are going to be in the hunt. I think the Titans could be in the hunt. I don't know if there's another team out there that I really... The Panthers and the Patriots, to me, are the two bottom dwellers. I know, by the way, people are picking our Denver Broncos to be in this conversation. I beg to differ. And I'm not even trying to be a homer. This team has a little bit of talent and some really good coaching. That puts them ahead of both of those teams. So I'm not willing to say Denver is going to be in that vicinity. All right. We're going to break this down. Let's get into the playoffs because I've got my team seated. I'm not very happy with my seedings, but I'm going to go with them. So right now, we're going to just go to the AFC. And in my AFC, I have them seeded 1-7. Here are my seedings. Again, not thrilled with them. At the number one seed, I have the Buffalo Bills. I think they, addition by subtraction, I think they get the one seed. I have the Chiefs at number two. I have Jacksonville at 3. I have the Ravens as the final division winning team. And then my 3 wild cards are Miami, Cincinnati, and Houston. We'll just go around the horn here. Larry, who are your top 7 teams in the AFC?
All right. I've got Chiefs, Cincy, Houston, and Buffalo division winners.
All right.
Baltimore, pretty solid there. Baltimore, Miami, and Jacksonville, 5, 6, 7.
All right, there are his 7 playoff seeds. Next up, we go to Rob. Rob, how do you have your playoff seeded right now in the AFC?
Yeah, number one seed, Houston Texans. 2, I got the Chiefs. 3, Bengals. 4, the Jets. My wild cards, Dolphins, Ravens, and Bills.
All right, Mike, we finish up with you. In the AFC, who are your top seven seeds?
One, Kansas City. Two, Cincinnati. I got the third, Jets. And then Houston. And then next three in ranking, Baltimore, Buffalo, then Miami.
All right. We move over to the NFC. I struggle with this one. My number one seed in the NFC, I am making the Detroit Lions. My number two, purely off of that schedule, I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons. I have the Philadelphia Eagles at three, the Rams at four, Tampa at five, the Niners drop to the sixth seed, and the Dallas Cowboys scrape their way in at number seven. Larry, what do you have in the NFC?
All right. I've got Detroit also, number one seed. San Francisco, number two. Philly, three. Atlanta, four. And then my wild cards, Rams, Dallas, and Green Bay gets the last wild card spot.
All right, Rob, you are up. Who are your seven playoff seeds?
Number one, Lions. Number two, the Eagles. Three, 49ers. Four, the Falcons. Wild card, the Rams, the Packers, and the Bears are the last team in.
Right. Mike, finish this off. How do you have your NFC seeded playoff-wise?
Wow, I swear to not cheat off of Rob's sheet here, but one through five, I think I'm the same. Detroit, Philly, Niners, Falcons, then the Rams, but then here's where I differ. I got the Cowboys and then the Packers.
So you differ, but you don't differ all that much. All right, we're just gonna fast forward. I know we're like barely September or whatever. We're just gonna fast forward. We'll shoot right through this. Wild card round. I have, based on my seedings, I have the Kansas City Chiefs beating Houston in the wild card round. Cincinnati is beating Jacksonville. Miami actually comes through and beats Baltimore in the AFC. Larry, what do you have in the AFC? How does your wild card round look?
So I've got Cincy winning. I've got Houston winning. Let's see. Where am I at then? And then Buffalo beating Miami.
All right, Rob, you're up. Playoffs. How's this going in the wild card round?
So I got, it's going to be my winner. Next. Well, Chiefs is the 2-7. I got Chiefs Bills, and then I got Chiefs winning that. 3-6 would be Bengals versus Ravens, and give me the Bengals. 4-5. Yep, would be Jets versus Dolphins, and give me the Dolphins.
Ooh, got Miami advancing. Mike, you are up. How is your wild card round going to go in the AFC?
I've got Cincinnati beating Miami. Baltimore upsetting the Jets in New York, and Houston beating Buffalo.
All right, let's go over the NFC. In my NFC wild card, I have my number two seed, Atlanta, beating number seven, Dallas, because it's funny. I have Philadelphia upsetting San Francisco. I have the Rams beating Tampa in that 4-5 matchup. Larry, how is your NFC wildcard weekend looking?
Okay, I've got San Francisco beating Green Bay.
Okay.
I've got Philadelphia beating Dallas.
Yep.
And then I've got the Rams beating Atlanta.
All right. Rob, you are up. Wildcard weekend in the NFC. How's it going to go?
Yeah, I got 2-7 would be Eagles versus the Bears. Give me the Eagles. 3-6 game, I've got 49ers versus Packers. Give me the 49ers. And the 4-5 game, I've got Falcons versus Rams. Give me the Rams.
All right, Mike, NFC wild card round. What is going to happen?
Philly beating Green Bay. Niners beating Dallas. And then the Rams beating the Falcons.
Me and Rob got some real similar picks here. But I didn't know better. I think he called each other. All right. Larry, we move to the divisional round where I have the Buffalo Bills beating the Cincinnati Bengals in the divisional round. I also have Kansas City beating Miami again in the divisional round. How is your divisional round going in the AFC?
All right. I've got Buffalo beating the Chiefs just because that's fun.
Ooh, spicy.
And then I've got Cincy beating Houston.
All right, Rob, divisional round. How is the AFC going?
Okay, I've got Texans versus Dolphins, and I got Texans advancing, and then I have Chiefs versus Bengals, and give me the Bengals.
Ooh, I like how this is going. Mike, you're the last one up. AFC divisional round. How's it going?
Unfortunately, I have Kansas City beating Baltimore and Cincinnati beating Houston.
This is shaping up to be a really, really fun playoff. All right, we move over to the NFC, where I have the Detroit Lions beating San Francisco this year after coming so close last year. And then I have the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Atlanta Falcons in the divisional round. Larry, what do you have in the NFC divisional?
NFC, I've got Detroit beating the Rams. And this is where I've got Philly beating San Francisco.
Wow. Well, we've got me and Larry are getting a lot of picks similar, and Mike and Rob are getting a lot of picks similar. Rob, how do you have the divisional round going in the NFC?
NFC, I've got Lions versus Rams. Give me the Lions. And then I've got the Eagles versus the 49ers, and I'll take the Eagles.
All right, Mike, finish this off. NFC divisional round, how's it going?
I've got there's an echo in here. I've got the Lions beating the Rams. And the Eagles beating the Niners.
All right. Now it's getting serious because now we are getting to the championship games in the AFC. It pains me to take this, but I have the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Miami Dolphins in the AFC championship game. KC goes on to the Super Bowl. Larry, you have got yourself Buffalo facing Cincinnati in the AFC Championship. Who's coming out on top?
Your Miami, they're going to be popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no wonder you have them.
Brutal.
I've got Cincinnati beating Buffalo.
Cincy moves on to the Super Bowl. Rob, who do you have in the AFC? I know you've got Houston versus Cincinnati. Who's coming out on top?
Yeah, Texans versus Bengals. Give me the Texans.
Woo! Can you imagine Houston going from 3 wins to the Super Bowl in just 2 seasons? That is quick. Mike, who do you have in the AFC Championship game? You have a KC versus Cincinnati, I believe.
I've got Joe Burrow staying healthy and beating Kansas City.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Let's move over to the NFC, where my NFC Championship features the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles, which I feel like might be every single person on this entire panel. I've got the Detroit Lions winning and advancing to Super Bowl 59. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I am. Larry, what do you have over in the NFC?
I've got Detroit beating Philly going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Rob, you also have Detroit in Philadelphia. Who's coming out?
I'm going to be rooting for the Eagles, but I actually think the Lions are going to advance.
Well,
wow. All right, Mike.
Rob.
See, Mike, you've also got Detroit and Philly. Who's coming out on top? Who's going to Super Bowl 59?
Well, I like being different, but I'm not going to this time. I've got Detroit.
Wow. We have 4 people on this panel picking Detroit to go to the Super Bowl. They're guaranteed to go 4-13, fellas. All right. So my Super Bowl matchup, Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, I have got the Kansas City Chiefs facing the Detroit Lions. And I, not only am I going to pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, they're going to go 17-0 and win the Super Bowl. And we're going to put that up there right now. Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, by far greatest quarterback who ever walked the face of the earth. Andy Reid, greatest coach you ever lived. So I'm just putting that out there. Chiefs, greatest franchise ever. Yeah. Recency bias. What's that? All right. I've got Chiefs winning the Super Bowl over Detroit. Larry, you're up. Super Bowl 59, what do you have?
I've gotten this far with them, so I'm taking Detroit over Cincinnati.
Detroit over Cincinnati. Hey, battle of the Lions and the Bengals, and you have Detroit coming out on top.
I do.
Goodness gracious. All right, Rob, you are up next, and I believe, Rob, you've got Houston versus Detroit, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. Texans versus the Lions. The public is all over the Lions, but the Texans win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Rob goes Texans winning. By the way, a little side note. Rob's from Houston. Mike, you're up next. Super Bowl 59. How's this going to go?
I have the Lions and Bengals as well, and I've got the Lions winning it. So I thought I was going different, but apparently I'm not.
Apparently you're not. So we have two Lions Super Bowls, one Texans Super Bowl, and one Chiefs undefeated Super Bowl without ever even a trip and not a breakup of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift at all.
Wait, their then marriage, is it too late for me to set. Say Detroit's going to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl?
You can say anything you want. It doesn't matter. But you will not have a matchup of celebrities like I have in my pick with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, come on. Eminem,
honestly,
Eminem doesn't count anymore?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because Travis Kelce's ability to pull sixes both on and off the field is impressive. Okay, so we have our picks. We've made our playoff picks. We've made our Super Bowl picks. My goodness, fellas, we have covered a lot of ground here. Honestly, though, if the Detroit Lions won the Super Bowl, are you just going down in the bomb shelter? What are you doing? How are you prepping? Like a lot of canned goods and bottled water? What are you doing if that were to actually happen? Because, my goodness, the world would have to come to an end should they actually come through and win the ball. Fellas, I got to say thank you. You guys come in, you do the NFL preview, you do, you know, sometimes midseason reports, NFL draft, whatever. But it is always just a blast when the four of us get together and just get to talk about the NFL. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. But right now, my goodness, it just is the greatest time of year. Football is kicking off. College is underway. The NFL is getting ready to kick off tomorrow night. It doesn't get any better. Mike, do you have any closing thoughts for us as we finish off our 2024 NFL preview?
No, I'm just hoping that, you know, people are betting their mortgages and stuff like that on our season picks.
Yes!
They're absolutely safe. So I know I have. You never know, right? I mean, we could miss half our playoff picks, and that's the fun of it. I mean, many teams made it last year that we didn't expect. So it's just the fun of the 17-game season. I love it.
Rob, you got any final thoughts for us as we close out our 2024 NFL preview?
No, just looking forward to it, and I hope it goes slow. I know we've waited so long for it to come, and now it's here. And before you know it, I feel like it's going to be the playoffs. So I just hope somehow
you're right.
It goes slow.
Rob, yeah, no. As a Broncos fan, the last several seasons has been painfully slow. So
maybe that's the key. Your team has to be horrible, and then the season seems to take forever.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because otherwise it just flies by. You're like, oh, my goodness, we're already at week 14. What happened? Yeah, no, when you're awful like we've been, it really drags. Larry, you're the savvy veteran here. What you know, brilliant advice, what brilliant final thoughts do you have for us as we close out?
Well, there's a couple. The season has been dragging, especially for us. The silver lining is I haven't had to prepay for any playoff tickets.
Fair.
Yeah. Right? So that there's always some good. Now, there's two sure things in life.
Yeah. Death.
That you can bet.
Taxes. Yeah.
Our picks and Bitcoin, right? So if you just put your money on those things, then everything's going to be great. No, that's it for me. This is awesome. I got to go buy ski gear. So.
Well, as usual, we crush it. As usual, this panel gets it right as a rumor, and we just knock these picks out of the park. I want to thank you three gentlemen for coming in, talking NFL, talking whatever it is we want to talk. putting up with my nonsense and stupid questions. Always a pleasure to have you guys here. Enjoy doing these NFL shows with you every time. Thank you for coming into The Dose. We do always appreciate your visits. Hey, next week on The Dose, we will be breaking down how week one in the NFL went, and we'll be keeping you up on all that is going on in the world of sports. You do not want to miss it, so be sure you tune in, and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to our illustrious panel, Mike, Larry, and Rob, for stopping by The Daily Dose and breaking down the NFL season with us. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for going over to DailyDoseSports.com, where we do have new articles going up each week. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy the kickoff to the NFL season.